This is on Mokshnu Tap, which means the inner penance on the path of liberation, on Guru Purnima 2003, Los Angeles, Niruma, DVD, Part 1, a new topic, Satsang being translated on December the 14th of 2009 in Simandar City, Moksh Tap. Niruma says, A lot of people do penance, internal penance, correction, penance only, but they do not do penance so that they may get liberated. That is the beginning of the sentence. What is the penance of liberation? It is totally a different matter. It is totally different from the common worldly concepts of tap. Tap or penance, inner penance. Some people do it by standing in one place, or some people do sitting in one place, some people by assuming silence, physical silence, or avoiding certain items. Some people do it by standing alone on one foot in water and just stand there and consider this as a penance. Why are they doing that? This is because they don't know. They've been told that this grants them spiritual progress. They've been told that this will get them liberation. But really speaking, liberation for moksha is totally different, she says. The penance of liberation. Penance of liberation is not something that can be seen by anybody or can be experienced by others. That which is not seen by others is the penance of liberation. That is called adith, invisible penance, antartap, internal penance. What is seen is external tap, but this is internal penance. No one, not even your closest associate, companion, wife, file 2, will know that this penance is happening within the other person. Such penance, without doing such penance, liberation cannot be attained. There are 4 pillars of ultimate liberation. Samyak Gnan, which is right knowledge, right vision, Samyak Darshan, Samyak Charitra, right conduct, and right tap is the 4th one, which is right penance. So right means, right here means enlightened, not the worldly one, not through the medium of the ego intellect complex. Yeah. Yes, one might see the external conduct of such people who are in penance, of external penance, but they may get even impressed. However, there is no telling what is going on within them, and that is the critical thing. Why is it not? And as far as Mahatmas are concerned, they are wondering, why is it that it is in my vision and is to some extent in my experience, but how come it is my conduct is still filled with misunderstanding, with errors? And the answer to that is that really the invisible penance has not happened. When will experience in the line of demarcation, on this side of the line of demarcation of the path of liberation, will happen? When somebody insults you horribly, then you do not show the slightest evidence of disturbance externally, but also there is not the slightest vibration internally. The internal pond is silent, and that is called samata or equanimity, and that is called antartap. And externally, the person who has insulted you, cursed you horribly, will simply not experience the slightest counterattack vibration, forget about speech or anything, but they will not experience the slightest evidence of a vibration of a counter reaction from your part, and others will not be able to see it. This will be it. So whenever difficulties arise in this life, where kashayas are prone to happen, where anger, greed, deceit, pride reactions are naturally prone to happen, where there is no reaction as a result of this within and therefore without, this is called moksha tap or mokshis penance or antar tap, internal penance. So Mahatmas therefore have to, Mahatmas do have the absolute vision that they are not the doers of anything themselves. However, it has not gone into 100% Gnan, which is the reason why it does not experience, they do not experience the clear and distinct experience of the S capital Self, as a result of which they are not able to, really attain this ultimate state where such conduct, such perfect conduct, such ideal internal conduct of the enlightened one, the S capital one, is evident not only to the self, but is also evident to others too. And why is it? Why is it that such experience does not arise? Why is it that such conduct does not arise? Then Dada Shri replies, says Niruma, that the Mahatmas miss out their opportunity to do tap, to do internal penance, when the opportunity arises in the form of unfolding kashayas in front of them. So this is the deficiency of Mahatmas who have, and here, after he came here, Dada Shri said that American Mahatmas hardly have even 2% internal tap, partly because there is no hardship at all. Everything is available, everything is easy. They want to go someplace, they jump into a car, go to the grocery store, etc., just get whatever they want. And there is a life of luxury. There is nothing. Everything is all planned. They know exactly who is going to visit their home. There is really not much, and every life is just unfolding very smoothly for them. In general, says Dada Shri. So at the gross level, everything is fine. There is nothing as if they don't haven't received anything. But people in other parts of the world, they have this state of they haven't received it. There is no kerosene, there is no oil, there is no flour, there is no sugar, and there is if they get the gas burner, they don't get the gas. So some or the other item is lacking. If they have ordered a car, it doesn't come for them. If they have bought a bus ticket, the bus doesn't arrive. So these are all unfolding reactions in the life of people in India, Mahatmas in India, and therefore the opportunity there's a big opportunity for and frequent opportunities for tap or inner penance. But she says yes, but there may be a big shock, the ones in Western countries, the Mahatmas Dada Shri is talking about, or Niruma is talking about, that everything is running smoothly, but all of a sudden they look at their portfolio and they find that it has become 1/10 or practically gone. And then there is a very heavy blow, and then they recognize that they get a major opportunity at that time for inner penance. Now, a person who does not tapa, does not give in to this natural state of inner penance, not natural, I should say, does not take the avail the opportunity of doing penance, then a lot of discomfort and conflict arises, and suffering is very prevalent inside. Whereas whereas the one who is in inner penance will enter into the inner penance mode and will keep it separate and will recognize that it is the ego, it is the non-self complex that the world identifies as Nada, Priya, Radhika, etc., are the ones who are suffering and not. So at that time, the sense of separation and the awareness of the suffocation and awareness of who is suffering, that the ego is suffering, is considered the inner penance of liberation, of moksha. Very heavy, very dark clouds may come in front of you if you are below the clouds, and that is associated with very, very major suffering. But on the basis of that, there is also the opportunity to come rise above the clouds and come on this side of the line of demarcation, that I am pure soul, and this is happening to the ego complex, this which was filled in the past life, and it is unfolding, and just like clouds, it's not going to remain forever. But during that time, he does not blame anyone. He does not. He becomes very rock solid in his non-moving state into the other state. He becomes very still, and goes into an internal penance mode with an external. Externally, nobody will even know that this man is suffering or has sustained a major loss. So in the ignorant state, when somebody is doing a lot of external penance, yes, it is going to earn merit karma, which will only beget more life after life births. Whereas, so the statement as a sutra is that external tap, external penance, external punishment to the body, fasting, denial, etc., will bring positive results in the next life, but ultimately will only multiply life after life growth, whereas inner tap, internal penance, antar tap, will attain liberation, will lead one to final liberation or nirvana, and that antar tap is only possible. Inner penance is only possible if one is self-realized and one has transcended any identification, correction. No, one has transcended exactly, not even an identification, but one has transcended any connection with the worldly ego, and this can only happen in a meaningful manner after the Gnanvidhi of Dadashri. Yes, so what do human beings do, especially even Mahatmas now, says Dadashri, says Niruma, that when this external difficulties arise, then instead of really taking the opportunity to go into a tap mode, into the internal penance mode, they go into a pain relief mode, and the pain relief mode and the relief of pain of suffering is to enter open the fridge, the refrigerator of food, open the refrigerator of sex, or open the refrigerator of sexuality, or open the refrigerator of food, or open the refrigerator of entering into some kind of service or volunteering, etc. But these are all refrigerators. And he missed out the valuable opportunity to do penance. So now Niruma says, just try it once. When a major upheaval happens in life, keep it separate, or something is bothering to you, or recognize that it is happening to the ego complex that says, I am Radhika or I am Priya, and keep it separate. And keeping it separate, then you will grant the opportunity, you will gain the opportunity, you will gain the inner energies of Shakti, the inner energies which were done once, next day it will be multiplied, on the next event that unfolds, it will multiply twice. And then next event it comes, it will be multiplied times 4, times 8, times 16, etc. So then, thereafterwards, no matter what may happen externally, whether it is external or whether it is your own internal junk that causes a lot of upheavals within the ego intellect complex, but But rather she says that this is nothing but a bunch of mosquitoes only against, in front of the enlightened and full a self that is full of infinite energy only. And but on the other hand, such a Mahatmas, even if there are about say 8 or 10 mosquitoes bothering him, he gets so upset. Oh, this place is awful. They don't even provide a mosquito net, etc., etc. In front of the energy of the self, there is nothing but just mosquitoes all around. And so what are you going to do? But inside he says that, but there is an internal initial feeling that, oh, I'm not going to be able to tolerate it, I'm not going to be able to put up with it, I'm not going to be able to manage it, etc. And this is the counter energy, this is the negative energy that arises because one is not really paying any attention. But this is the energy, the negative energy of the negativity and the negative approach in life, which will dissipate, which will really light a major fire and burn up all your accumulated energies of the Kashai free state. So whatever energies have arisen because of the contentment of Kashais, because of not really giving in or to Kashais, that will all dissipate. It's like as if you've opened up the major hole. The major hole has been created in the tank of the bliss correction of the internal energies that are part of you. And therefore, So entering into fridges, opening the fridge of sexuality, opening the fridge of pride, opening the fridge of kashais, opening the fridge of sexuality, all of this are really not are going away into the away from this gray, gorgeous opportunity to rise higher in the internal tap, the tap that was yours, that could have been yours. And the opportunity for you to remain in awareness and in samta and equanimity. So the path of liberation is the path of the one who is the brave one. It is the path of liberation, is the path of the brave one, or the courageous one, or the brave one. And instead you become a weakling because you move away just into your old habits of repelling from pain in and going in the direction of pleasure. So even very, very elevated, yes, this is such a major crowd of Mahatmas who have yes, big. There are Mahatmas all over the world now. They all want liberation. And there is no place in the world there are Mahatmas. Oh, there are Mahatmas in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, in Spain. Spain has begun. So there are Mahatmas all over, says Niruma. But now the major thing that remains for them. Yes, no, we don't have Mahatmas in Italy, says Niruma. Yes, we have one Mahatma son, she says. Where is he at? There's somebody from Sweden. Niruma is just remembering somebody who had just come, because usually Niruma comes to US, having come to England first, and that's where they... And so he came all the way. He says, come to Sweden, Niruma. And so Niruma says, we have not, we don't have visa for Sweden. We have Indian passport. So why don't you stabilize yourself first, make other people in Sweden be aware of this Akram Vignan, and then we will consider it. Dadashri says, Niruma says, we have given you the passport for Mahavidyakshetra through the Gnanvidhi. Now the visa is to follow these 5 agnas, to remain equanimous, to remain in equanimity, to remain the self. through when every file, particularly a difficult file, the particularly a file that is going to give you the opportunity for penance arises in front of you. Why miss this golden opportunity? Is much more, is as golden as the luminescence of the sun. Niruma says that Dada says this is just a mere formality, just a little bit. All your the stamp of on your passport has to be made, and that stamp on the passport is being made through the application of the five agnas. Then once you get the stamp on the passport representing the visa is the five agnas, your passport is already there for Mahavide Kshetra. Totally, Mahavide means the state beyond the body mind speech complex. Mahavide, the great state beyond the body complex, is really the exact meaning of Mahavide. And there is such a location which is a physical location in another world, and there are five such locations called Mahavide Kshetras, where there are a total of 20 current living Tirthankars whose vision, whose darshan only will liberate you forever. He says, so you are missing out this opportunity for tap moksh of liberation. Then the next opportunity that you miss is when somebody puts his hand on your shoulder and says, it's okay my friend, take it easy. Life is, when somebody really consoles you, when somebody listens to your suffering, when you tell your suffering story to anybody else in the world, you have just given him a commission. If 100% was going to be your commission, your state, you have just given away 10% of it to somebody. Next is when supposing you are sick and you are ill at home, and people slowly come to your home, and when you feel good about it, then when you feel good within, that is also the commission. But at that time you miss the opportunity to do the penance. You have to see the pure souls who are visiting you. What would Dadas do? Yes. And yes, we said yesterday, whatever it may be, Dada would never let anybody know what is happening. Even if he has a very severe fever and he is in a terrible physical state, he would not make the other person feel that there is the slightest negativity. He may have a 103 degree fever. He will not let anybody know that this is happening, or he will not talk about it. And so, because as soon as anybody knows that Dada is feeling this way, then the whole team of people and a whole chain of visitors will start. And then if he is here, then Dada has to ask him, how are you doing, my Mahatma? How are you doing? So that much energy is required, and that is some kind of a little effort. So if he says, if I don't let anybody know, then I'm free, I don't have to bother anyone. Yes, supposing somebody did come to know that Dada is not well, So then if a few Mahatmas kind of start gathering, then he'll say, oh, this is nothing, I'm going to be fine. 1000% positive. So Dada never missed the opportunity for penance, and would not let anyone know what was going on. He would do the total tap, the total penance internally. Why should anyone take away a little bit of this commission? Because this moksha, when Dada could not hear anything, he was very hard of hearing for a long time. He had high tones, senior age hearing loss. And he was, in those days, Niruma says that when he was building the jetties he used to build jetties on the ship, like the ocean jetties for big ships, and in Mumbai, Khandi, etc., in the Gujarat coast. And so there used to be a lot of mosquitoes in those areas, and then the mosquitoes would most likely ended up with malaria for him, and a lot of anti-malaria. Dada had malaria. And then in those days, excellent medicines were not there, but there was only quinine sulfate, and the side effect of quinine was the loss of hearing. For Dada says, Niruma, who is a physician, and so the quinine is most likely, and therefore anyway, whatever it may be the cause, slowly Dada started losing his high tone hearing, and so then a lot of doctors would come to Dada, those who were Mahatmas, and there would be some who were specialists in ear, nose and throat, and says, Dada Shri, why don't you give us the opportunity to serve you, Dada? Let us improve your hearing. So therefore you will not have any difficulties there, Dada, will you? Dada would say no. He says, leave it alone, my friend, he would reply. This is an unfolding karma for my past life. Let me finish them off with it equanimity so that I will not create new karma. So why is it in a previous life karma? Then Dada Niruma says, in the past life when somebody came to tell me even the right stuff, the even something that was the truth, in relative worldly truth, I would just scorn him and totally reject him, discard him, push him away. And this loss of hearing in this life is because I refused to even hear that which was worth hearing in my past life because of my heavy ego of scorn and contempt. So then Dada says, I have no difficulty. So Dada says, no, it is not because of that. We don't have any difficulty. But we can't hear, contact, to connect directly with you. So in that manner, Niruma became the ear for Dada. He would catch the questions and then become the exact medium for asking the exact question, to really ask the question exactly so that Dada could answer the question exactly. And so this was the inner penance of Dada Shri, says Niruma. By serving, the question is, by serving the ENT surgeon will have a benefit, huh? But you have done so much seva for Dada Niruma. So if we do service for you, how much will we get? Niruma says, I don't have much need for service. And Dada went up to the age of 80, and where he needed service. Niruma says, I was on a treadmill and I could really run. I can really run and do everything. She says, I'm fine now. Niruma had a little problem with a coronary stenosis, which improved with stent, and then in the post-coronary state, she was in excellent health, except for the diabetes, and ultimately succumbed to the ravages of gastric cancer. Her body succumbed to it. But Niruma says, I'm fine right now, and this is just 3 years before she passed away. She looks very, very healthy right now here, very much fit. But this is the nature of life, and there is no telling how life unfolds. Then Niruma, Dada used to tell Niruma occasionally, says, what service are you doing for me? This is hardly any service. How can we call this service? Even though she was at his feet for, what is seva? He says, seva is that which you cannot do. If you do something for me which you cannot do, that is called service. But you're just doing what you can do. So that is a new definition of seva. Niruma says, yes, correctly. In fact, Dada is trying to push us to a higher level of purushart within us. Is he not? A higher level of purushart. So, So the top of Dada Shri, the Gnani Purush or the Akram Vignani was, yes, to a certain extent visible externally, in the sense that everybody could see that he's suffering, but inside he was in a total state of Gnan and was totally and absolutely separate from that which was happening to the physical complex known as Ambalal Mulji Bhai Patel of Padaran. There was no hardly any bhavo or a middleman left. There was no middleman is the belief complex of which creates kashais. He was absolutely a separate man from a public charitable trust, totally separate from the body complex that we all saw. He was a living absolute God, just 4 degrees short of the absolute God. So all of us, so there is no comparison. Can you imagine the nature of the stillness within him? Dada says that I have done this kind of inner invisible penance for life after life, for many lives, and then now in this life I'm doing it with the expression of G capital Gnan of the self. And the ultimate definition of tap, penance, is never to make the ignorance mix with G capital knowledge. Ignorance is I am Jeff, Nada, Patrick, Radhika, and knowledge is I am the self, and that is the non-self, and that is the eternal inner vision, and that is attained. And the eternal inner vision you and I have also attained, however ours is intermittent. And when it remains continuous, that is the state of the fully enlightened one or the awakened one who has attained significant level of energy. And so there is no word of penance left anymore. And so we are making such divisions of 4 divisions of knowledge, vision, conduct and penance. And so the ultimate inner penance is never to let the line of demarcation be blurred, never to come into the non-self territory, never to give vent to any reactions that will pull you into the non-self complex and make you Jeff, Nada, Patrick or Radhika. And he had transcended all of these things. Dada Shri had been through all of these hurdles and major mountains in life. As he had even said once put an ad in the newspaper that I will pay 500 rupees to anybody who comes and slaps me, but nobody came forth. And then, why are you doing that, Dada? And he says, this is to see and test, have I really attained that? So Dada says, if the fourth leg of inner penance is not there, then you are sitting in an imbalanced chair, which is not a very solid foundation for ultimate liberation. This is the vision of the Lord Mahavir. This is being exposed and presented to us exactly as it is meant to be, and with the additional and the supreme grace of having enlightened us in the Akram Gnanvidhi and placed us on this side of the line of demarcation of the S capital self and eternally separate from the small S self. And Dada used to say when he came to US, he says, I have remained even more aware. In India, it is easy to remain aware, whereas here I have to be additionally aware. I have to turn the handles of awareness more in America, whereas in India, it is easy to remain aware. Can you imagine that the Gnani had to do it? Then don't you think? Oh, you guys, and she's telling us all in Los Angeles in 2003 and giving her golden smile, really. And he says, if the temperature goes by 2 degrees, you approach the thermostat. if it is that if it goes down 2 degrees, you go to and turn on the heater. What is going on, my friends? This is a life of air conditioning. Yes, but yes, that's okay. There is an extra. Supposing you don't do that and you just kind of put up with the external physical, but the internal, the lack of the internal penance is going to give you a lot of difficulties. Question coming up. I cannot wait, he says. Abba, you cannot wait about what? He is speaking from the back of the hall. He is standing so far away that somebody has to take a microphone. Over a period of time. I have noticed that human beings do not have patience. It's after it's... He says, yes, when little kashayas happen, he says, I can say, yeah, it's happening. What's the big deal? Beautiful image of Dada Shrish being shown on the screen here. Niruma giving a nice smile, beautiful. Looking, awaiting the next question. You did so much seva of Dada. And was Hiraba not jealous? His wife was not jealous that Niruma is taking away my seva? No, Ba was not in a state. Mother, by Dada's wife, was not in a state to serve Dada much. When Dada had this major fracture of his left hip in 1979, then, yes, until then, there was nobody who could do the seva. Like Ba, she was elderly. Ba would never leave the home. She would remain in the home. Her nature was such that she did not want to go out of her home. Initially, she would go a little bit, but then she stopped going. But at that time, there was not much need for service for Dada. And after his fracture, and then it was not possible for Ba to do any seva for. And then Ba was convinced that nobody could do seva like Niru. Niru, the daughter Niru. And Dada was in bed, bedridden in one position for 6.5 months. And there was medical treatment also going on. I was in constant care of Dada at that time. And Dada had refused surgery in anesthesia. And so Dada, for 4.5 months, he was in one position only, And then the room did not have air conditioning, says Niruma. She gives a smile. And so two seasons come, the winter, summer, and then winter had come. It just happened naturally, says Niruma. There was nobody in my competition, says Niruma. Nobody could compete with me. There was nobody around who wanted to do what I wanted to do. It was when Dada became much famous later on, that's when they started coming. Very not senior, Niruma. It's just not that. He says, but I was also on top of that, I was a doctor. I will give you an example. Dada had a fracture. So we took him to the hospital just to get an x-ray, and then there was a PM, Dr. P.M. Trivedi, one famous orthopedic surgeon of Vadodara. And he was also a Mahatma of Dada Shri, and he used to visit. And as soon as he knew that this has happened to Dada, Mahatmas called him. He immediately came. He came early in the morning to the hospital. And he rather did not want to go to the hospital. Dada said, he says, nothing will happen, we'll just do a simple x-ray only, Dada. And so there was only the chance for a... He says, why didn't the portable x-ray machines were available. So Dada says, why don't you bring the portable machines here? But he says, it's so small, we cannot see it, we need to see a little bit longer. And so this, they conned Dada into going into the hospital. Dada, we'll bring you home. He knew there was a hip fracture, but even without an x-ray. And so he knew the hospitalization was necessary. So then, we took Dada to the Baroda hospital. And so, in the evening, the doctor said that this will have to be opened and fixed as a hip pinning fracture. Dada, she says, no. Dada could not decide. Dada refused to have surgery. Then, and at the same time, Dada had problems with his liver, etc. And the doctors started entering into, they would say, let's investigate the problems that you have with the liver, Dada. And so they were trying to con Dada in trying to stay a little longer, also for his benefit. By evening, Dada, Shri, then it became late night. And then Dada says, no, I'm not going to eat, says Dada, just like a little child. I don't want to eat, he says. Why don't you want to eat, Dada? Because Dada was thinking, he said, then there'll be toilet, you see. Whatever he eats, then it's going to come out at the other end. And I knew that it's going to last a long time, so are you going to stop eating every day? Dada says, I'm not going to eat so that, you know, then nobody will have to bother about cleaning me up. Dada, don't worry about it, just go ahead, please eat. I will take care of everything, says Niruma to Dada. Yes, eh? He says, yes, will you? Yeah, will you? Even on the bed? Yes, yes, Dada, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, says Niruma. He says, oh, okay then. Then he agreed. And then he took some food. And in the evening, and so, on all the senior, the big Mahatmas, all those Dada Pupu, which is the big, the senior Mahatmas, the Dharma Duramdar Parampujya, the solid state Mahatmas, the ones who command, they unloaded on the hospital in the evening. And I was such a junior, I was a young lady then at that time. And so I was only about 25, 26 at that time. And they were much senior, and they started saying, and I was only wondering, how am I going to get the service? I just wanted, I had such intense desire that if only I can take care of Dada. So I was just constantly going inside. I would not tell anybody. And so this is what happened in the night before. But when these senior Mahatmas, who were the organization of this, the organizational level came, started, and I was until late in the night, there was nobody. And then, and at 9 o'clock, the Dada Pupus, the senior, the ones. The ones who, by whose words everything roll around, they came, and they said, they told me, why don't you, hey Ben, hey sister, why don't you go home, she tells me. So I could not. And so I wrote a little on a little slip, I want to be around you for 24 hours, Dada. Grant me the opportunity to remain. So I just gave it to Dada, and Dada put it in his shirt pocket, and I would not know anything. He didn't say a word. I so did not know. And so I was so distraught, because I really wanted to be around Dada for 24 hours to take care of him. And he says, we'll see you in tomorrow. So those people say, go now, we'll take care of him. Dada. From the tone of the way in which they talked to me, Dada, I understood. Dada says, what's going on? What's going on? Because I'm telling Niru to go home. And because now this young man here will take care of you. And then Dada says, no, Niru will remain in our seva. Only Niru will. How can he keep? She's a woman. He says only he can do. Hey, all of these guys here, he's got his own life to live. He's got a wife and children. Whereas she's constantly here and plus also she's a doctor too, is she not? Yes, she's. So Dada was trying to do it for me. Yes, he's a doctor. She's a doctor. Let her be around me only. And I felt so tremendous bliss, says Niruma, that I got to serve the Gnani Purush. Dada did say a little bit later. He says, you men, He says, you men will get liberated because you are male sex, but Niruma has served, and I am going to get her liberated through the service only, because she has given the service. It's easier for you men to get liberated, but I am going to get Niruma liberated. So I was in his service for 24 hours a day. I just wonder, what did Dada see in me at that time? Even I am surprised that he graced me with this opportunity to serve. There is no words to describe this grace of Dada Shri, she says. Gorgeous image of Dada again. Another few images coming up of Dada Shri. So this is how it is, says Niruma. And therefore, after Dada left, we just got rid of this Dada Pupud, Dharma Durandar, the main rollers, the main people who become the Parampuja, the highly revered, the honors, all these titles given to people who are leaders of the organization. We got rid of all these titles. Yes, we have left a very subtle title for Ajit Bhai, as Sirish Bhai's senior brother, that he is the unofficial Sangpati, but we do not give any title to anyone. So all these years, nobody in Adalaj or anywhere in our entire organization, nobody gets any kind of a title. And so nobody has complained. Nobody has seen anything negative of Ajit Bhai also. Nobody has seen. So, yes. Missed that joke. Yes. He says there is Ajit Bhai's inner state is very nice. He says, and Ajit Bhai was very organized. He says, the bus will go at the exact time. And if Deepak Bhai is not on that bus, that's fine. Deepak Bhai will be coming in a car behind. This is how Ajit Bhai handles stuff in. And so Dada was in bed for 4.5 months, and then another month he was in Baroda. 2-3 weeks in Vadodara. We did the exercises, physiotherapy for him, and then we took him to rest for 4 months in Aurangabad, where Niruma's family and members are there. Because if he was in the crowd of Mahatmas, he would not have been able to really heal. Because morning, noon, evening, he would have a physiotherapy is needed. Otherwise, he would not have been able to kind of walk. So he was very weak, and the jaundice problem was also there. And every 4 months, four times, he would get severe obstructive jaundice, where he would become yellow, totally yellow, jaundiced. And so with all these difficulties going on, and so so he healed naturally on the hip fracture. Through a little bit of traction, he surrendered his body to nature for healing. And there was a little deformity. The left hip was shorter by 1.5 inch, and therefore we made such corrective adjustments in his shoes. So, for walking. Next question. I wanted to ask a question on awareness, Niruma. Is awareness to see the self in others, is that awareness? He says, when you see the self, that is a separate one. And ultimately you are seeing the self in others, that is the Shuddha. Or is it? What is the separation? Is that also to keep it separate is Shuddha Upyog? What he is just asking, what is it that goes with what? So he says, I'm separating the entire body. He says, the entire body complex is separate. I am pure soul, this body is separate. This is, and that I am pure soul's chalice is different. Is it, does it start from the physical level, from the toes and goes up to the head near the Niruma? Or is that this process of separation? does it come from the foot and goes up to the head? No. You don't need to employ such additional techniques. When you just say, I'm separate from this thought, speech and complex, are you not separate? So, is a young new Mahatma at that time just had received Gnan, and Sailesh is asking question from Houston. He is now, I know there is no physical pain, but so when one is filled with a lot of external joy, then you feel something, then it goes away, right? Yes, Niruma says it goes away. When somebody is very filled with glee and joy, you're just supposed to know that this is happening to Sailesh, know it and be free. Niruma, next question. I have heard that Dada Shri comes in the dreams of a lot of people. What does it mean, Dada coming? Yes, if it comes, Dada, it is good. It says, Niruma, yes, it comes. Dada says, if I come in, he says, Dada Shri says that if I come in the dream of anyone, then he is not going to like the worldly sansara, worldly interactions in the way the one used to like before. If I come in somebody's dream, for has Dada come in your dream? Did he come? Yes, he came in my dream, says Sailesh. He says, your work is done. Even if he comes one, then your work is done, says Dada. Mahendra, did you have Dada in your dream? No, he has not come. Why don't you ask for Dada to come in your dream, says Niruma. Ask Dada, please come in my dream. At least you can, at the bedtime, you can ask that. Niruma. What is the difference between invisible penance and equanimity? What is the difference? What is the subtle? External penance, invisible penance is external. Invisible penance is an event in which you remain equanimity. If there is suffering, when the earliest vibrations and evidences of suffering arise, at that time you keep it separate, then you are in. So to remain in equanimity is the invisible penance. There should not be any kind of suffering. There must not be any kind of suffering at that time. So if whatever happens, if you do not get any kind of inner suffering, then it is called, and if it happens by employing this technique, by correction, by employing this awareness through the five agnas, then this grows in you, and then ultimately it becomes a natural state. You do not have to quote unquote do it. Can you imagine Dada's tap in all this polluted air of India as he would travel from village to village, from city to city to give satsang? What great inner penance. Next question. Manu Bhai is asking a question. Is Adith Tap, invisible penance, is it part of Purushartha, or is it going into Prarabdha, or part of Prarabdha is unfolding thing? If it is Purushartha, what happens when in Shatavedni, when one is suffering pleasure, are you supposed to look at the sufferer of pleasure, or are you supposed to keep it separate? Niruma says, when there are pleasure, this is how Dada Shri has said, Shatavedni means suffering of pleasure, then recognize that this person, Manubhai, is enjoying, right now Manubhai is in suffering of pleasure. You are not supposed to push it away. Dada was obviously able to move away from it, but you don't need to do that. Because right now, just keep, you're not supposed to push away the pleasure that arises in front of you, however, but at least look at it and confront, and don't run away from the unpleasant or the suffering of pain that comes in front of you. If the suffering of pain that is coming is in front of you, Y capital, the awakened one of Akram Vignan, however, you become involved in it. So one of the ways is Ashata means suffering of pain. Yes, there is the opportunity of pain, penance in pain, when pain arises, as opposed to when pleasure arises. So when there is, so right, okay, so if there is, yes, when pain arises, that's when you have to do inner penance, because when pleasure is there, it is difficult to do inner penance. If you can keep it separate and say that it is Jeff who is the enjoyer, if it is Radhika that's the enjoyer, Priya is enjoying, and keep it separate, then it's fine. So there is the external sufferer of pleasure and pain, and there is much more. Ashata, Vedani, there is physical, but then there is much more than somebody insults you, somebody, when you lose a hell of a lot of money in the market, etc. Or when there is a major suffering, there is a major calamity, somebody very close to you comes under a major catastrophe, is suffering a lot, all of this thing, then the suffering arises in your external realm, and the choice, you have the choice through your awakened awareness state to keep it separate, and that is the opportunity for the tap. He says, whenever even in pleasure, pain is going to arise. And so what you're saying is, he says, Ashata, you can only do, Ashata is a distinctly separate, pleasure, pain is distinctly separate from pleasure. They are two separate occasions, but one is not able to do such penance when one is ignorant and one believes that I am John. Next question. He says, supposing now is here is Sanjay Bhai asking question that a person may have 100,000 negatives, but you focus on the one positive in him. When I can see the 100,000 negative, then what should I? What kind of were you doing, Niruma, when there were 100,000 negatives coming? So I would not do anything except recognize this negative is just kind of dissipating. But Niruma, your revolutions are so fast. You can see the negative within us. You can see what is going on within us. For you had done stop penance for years and years and years. What were you doing, Niruma? You were under a penance mode, were you not? And especially when you were not in a state where you could match the prakrut with the prakruti, when Niruma says when the two prakrutis do not match, then you say this is a file to be settled with equanimity. That's all. If you lose your equanimity, you have lost it, and that's when. Then one has to do pratikraman for it. And the Dada would never avoid a file or go into an avoidance mode. No, Dada would never avoid a file. Whatever file arose, Dada would deal with it. And even intellect will not rise that, this is a wrong file. Okay, so what should we do when the intellect arises that this is a file to be avoided? But now you have to set it again that you have to remain in five agnas and not avoid or try to kind of bypass somebody, says Niruma. You have to take it step by step. This is the end of the satsang now. Please keep sitting. We are calling Pooja Deepak Bhai, who is in Jamnagar. Yesterday there was a very beautiful Gnanvidhi in Jamnagar, which is far off on the western coast of India. Southwestern coast of extreme western coast, just adjacent to Pakistan, not very far away from Pakistan, bound by sea. And now Deepak Bhai is online. Jai Sachidanand. Let us remain in the self, remain in five agnas. And keep remain separate from these thoughts, speech and actions. Let us do the Vedit. Tatma chun shuddhatma 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 shuddhatma chun shuddhatma shuddhatma chun 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 shuddhatma shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma 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 chun shuddhatma 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 chun shuddhatma shuddhatma jai sachidanand jai sachidanand to everybody, says Deepak Bhai. Jai sachidanand.